KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly cloudy skies so far here this morning. A little bit of sunshine on the horizon starting to try to make its way out. And 58 degrees our current temperature. Looking today for partly cloudy skies and a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with all your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In local news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two motorcyclists from Michigan were injured in a two-vehicle accident on Sunday evening on Highway 34. At 5:15 p.m., deputies responded to the accident one half-mile east of 200th Street on U.S. Highway 34. After investigation, it was determined that a 1996 Harley-Davidson motorcycle owned and operated by 55-year-old Stephen W. Byers of Rochester Hills, Michigan, was westbound on Highway 34 when he lost control of the motorcycle on the uneven lanes in a construction zone. The cycle slid on its side into the north ditch. A 1984 Harley-Davidson motorcycle owned and operated by 62-year-old John F. Pihalik of Lake Orion, Michigan, was traveling with Byers and lost control of his cycle and laid it on its side and slid into the north shoulder in an attempt to avoid a collision with Byers. Both Byers and Pihalik were taken to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital for treatment of unknown injuries. The no citations were issued and damage was estimated at $6,500 to Byers' motorcycle and $1,200 to the Pihalik motorcycle. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Red Oak Police Department and Red Oak Fire and Rescue. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
When it comes to you and your family's health, you want the best care possible. Did you know Rex Pharmacy, your local health mart, is here to help? This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Our caring and knowledgeable staff actually takes the time to get to know our patients, understand their needs, and help them on a path to better health. We truly want to be a trusted health care resource for you and your family. Stop in and see why so many people choose our Rex Pharmacy Health Mart to be their pharmacy.
Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Your body is in constant need of vitamins and nutrients to help it run at peak efficiency, and vitamins should be a part of your daily health regimen. Here at Rex Pharmacy, we can offer you a wide range of vitamins and supplements to help your body run at its full potential. Vitamins and supplements ranging from A to zinc. Stop in and shop our complete line of Health Mart brand vitamins that feature high quality ingredients and save over the national brands. Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic, your Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
In other news, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources is investigating a drowning at Lake Panorama on Saturday morning. At around 11 a.m., the Iowa DNR received a call of a man in the water that was unresponsive. Through the investigation, it was determined that 19-year-old Ashton Meyer of Grimes was kayaking with friends when he somehow exited his kayak and went under the water and didn't resurface for some time. When the bystanders found his body, they performed CPR until paramedics arrived and took over. He was then taken by air ambulance to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines, where he died on Saturday evening. Meyer was found. He was not wearing a personal flotation device. However, he did have a personal flotation device within his kayak. The DNR urges everyone to wear your personal flotation device while on the waters. Red Oak police Sunday morning arrested 23-year-old Ozzie Ray Hunter of Red Oak for driving while barred. In addition, Hunter was cited for operating a vehicle without registration. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 cash bond. Red Oak police report two people were arrested Saturday evening on theft charges. 30-year-old Alana Marie Johnson of Red Oak was arrested around 5:30 p.m. in the 300 block of West Coolbaugh Street for theft in the fifth degree. And 36-year-old Edward Eugene Jones of Red Oak was arrested around 6:15 p.m. as an accessory to theft in the fifth degree. They both were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash bond each. Sheriff's officials in Ringgold County on Sunday afternoon released information about an arrest that took place June 13th south of Elston. Authorities say Shelby Lee Jones of Tingley was pulled over for a minor traffic violation around 11:23 p.m. The traffic stop happened on County Road P64. The Ringgold County canine was deployed and alerted to the presence of narcotics. Inside the vehicle, the canine found 13.5 grams of marijuana. Jones was arrested for possession of marijuana. The City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Board will meet tonight in the Council's chambers at City Hall. Their meeting begins at 5:15 p.m. On the agenda is a shed agreement with Raleigh Parrott with regard to the Trojan Locker, a Sunnyside Pool Renovation Steering Committee update, an update on the Schaumburg Recreation Area Development Project and related matters, a sports complex planning update, a Sunnyside Shelter update, and Royal Neighbor Difference Make for July 7th, the movie in the park. And Parks and Recreation Director Seth Stassom will also remind the board and residents that Movies in the Park at Sunnyside begin this Friday, June 23rd, with a showing of Fantastic Beasts. Members of the Griswold School Board will meet at 5:30 p.m. This evening in the central office at the high school. Among the items on their agenda is an update from KPE Engineers and Architects, approval of fuel and tech support bids, as well as those for bakery, dairy, snow removal, and trash, approval of city agreements, approval of student handbook changes, an APEX contract with the Glenwood Community School District, and other administrative matters. The meeting will conclude with approval of both a continued school resource officer contract and 28E agreement with the Atlantic District for industrial tech classes and instruction. Two meetings are set to take place this evening for the CAM School District. The first is for the district-wide advisory committee that will meet at 6 p.m. at the High School Media Center. On their agenda is presentation of data with regard to the 2016-17 Iowa Assessment, Bullying and Harassment, and District Initiative. The regular CAM School Board meeting begins at 6:30 p.m. and includes an update on the elementary building, wellness center request, use of facilities by outside organizations, and a resolution for a bank loan. Other items of discussion and or action include principals and salaried employees contracts for 2017-18, an agreement with Casey Computer Consulting, open enrollment applications, resignation and contracts, facilities project discussion with regard to a sound system, carpet replacement, and security cameras at the high school. And members of the Audubon School District's Board of Education will meet this evening as well at 7 o'clock in the high school boardroom. During their session, the school board will hold the second reading of a policy pertaining to meal charges, along with the first and final readings of policies for classified employee and school nutrition program. Other policies the board will discuss for the first reading are those pertaining to financial records and free or reduced cost meals eligibility. Other action items include approving TLC changes for fiscal year 2018 and a sharing agreement for an elementary guidance position. The board is also expected to receive updates on the school board election and summer projects and a report from Superintendent Brett Gibbs along with the principal's reports. That's a look at some of the latest in news. We'll check funeral announcements next. News time, 7:13.
We asked Carla, pharmacy manager at Rex Pharmacy, what's important to her as she serves her customers and what she believes her customers find important themselves.
I just like our customers, and that's important to me. I enjoy my job. I think that makes a difference when people can come in and see you actually enjoy something that you're doing rather than just coming to a job. I hope that I can be able to call each person by their name as well as knowing their family. I want them to feel like they're actually wanted in the store and that we care about them as a person, not just their business. From my own personal experience of driving a distance to get to work, I know how important it is to try and make one trip to town. Due to the economy, gas prices, we also want to make sure that if they're coming from long distances, we want to know that it's important to them to come in and try and focus on getting them in one trip so that they're here and we can take care of them.
When you want a pharmacy that puts you and what's important to you first, go to Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In your funeral announcements this morning, Rhoda C. Jorgensen, age 88, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Rhoda Jorgensen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Albert Sherm, age 98, of Avoca and formerly of Walnut, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Albert Sherm will be held here today at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Wayne Warren Wilson, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Wayne Wilson will be held Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Miles L. Gibson, age 87, of Dallas Center, died Friday at home. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place and no services will be held for Miles Gibson at this time. Twig Funeral Home of Panora is handling arrangements. Betty Brown, age 79, of Cumberland, died Tuesday at home. A celebration of life for Betty Brown will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. News this hour brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.